Why Should We Conceal the Truth from Them? By Jonathan Edwards. What has more especially given offense to many, and raised a loud cry against some preachers, as though their conduct were intolerable, is their frightening poor children with talk of hellfire and eternal damnation. But if those who complain so loudly of this really believe the Scriptures, that all are by nature the children of wrath and heirs of hell, and that everyone who has not been born again, whether he be young or old, is exposed every moment to eternal destruction, then such a complaint and cry as this betrays a great deal of weakness and inconsideration. As innocent as children seem to us, yet if they are out of Christ, they are not innocent in the sight of God, but are in a most miserable condition, as well as grown-up persons. They are naturally senseless and stupid, being born as the wild donkey's colt, and need much to spiritually awaken them. Why should we conceal the truth from them? Will those children who have been dealt overly tender in this respect, and lived and died insensible of their misery till they come to feel it in hell, ever thank parents and others for their tenderness in not letting them know their danger? If parents' love towards their children were not blind, it would affect them much more to see their children every day exposed to eternal burnings, and yet senseless of their doom, than to see them suffer the distress of that awakening which is necessary in order to escape from hell, and which tends to their being eternally happy as the children of God. A child who has a dangerous wound may need the painful lance, as well as grown persons. That would be a foolish pity in such a case, which should hold back the lance and throw away the life. I have seen the happy effects of dealing plainly and thoroughly with children in the concerns of their souls, without sparing them at all. I never knew any ill consequence of it in any one instance.